The emails gave more context to the sheer volume of campaign work being done by former Walker aide Kelly Reinfleisch when she worked just feet away from Walker in the Milwaukee County Executive's office. Reinfleisch was a relentless fundraiser for Brett Davis, who was the Walker campaign's top choice for lieutenant governor. In between Davis' fundraising emails, she would take direction from Walker's gubernatorial campaign manager, doing background research to help Walker respond to attacks from his gubernatorial opponents. Reinfleisch has already pleaded guilty to a felony and faces 6 months in jail. Walker was never charged. But Democrats seized on the latest email, with State Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate questioning how the governor could know nothing about what was happening on his watch.
It's just a little hard to believe that Scott Walker was totally unaware that his senior staff was breaking the law on a regular basis.
Walker's campaign issued a statement saying he was confident that during the legal process, these emails were thoroughly reviewed by authorities. Many of the emails released yesterday were more personal than criminal. Reinfleisch attacked Rebecca Clayfish, who would beat Brett Davis and go on to become Walker's lieutenant governor. Quote, "She makes me sick," Reinfleisch wrote. Quote, "I just hate Becky." Reinfleisch also had choice words for the Democratic Party's Tate, joking that she wanted someone to, quote, "make Mike Tate disappear." Reinfleisch also minimized problems at the Milwaukee County Mental Health Complex, saying, quote, "nobody cares about crazy people." Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.